Hi friends, welcome to a new episode on Simple Spoken English, and I hope you are doing your practices. I get your messages and I am always sorry from the depth of my heart, because most of the times I'm either at my office or I'm having just some me time after a long day of work. So maybe for that reason I can't respond. So I'm very, very sorry, but I try my best to connect with you guys as much as I can. And this podcast is one of the ways that bring me to you, that connect me to all of you together at one time. So, you know, that's one of the ways through which I want to share my message. And that is why I keep uploading episodes as much as I can. So my point is, you know, if you want something from within, and if you stay determined that you will have it, then you will find the means, the process. For example, maybe imagine when you were a kid and you were, you know, wishing that you will get a bicycle from your father or your mother, or you will, you know, convince them in some way or the other to buy you a bicycle of your choice. So what you did, you talked about your friends, how they are using the bicycle and how you feel not so okay because of that, and you tell your father and mother that you are sad about it, and you create those emotions, and that triggers their emotions also. And after some time they may promise you that, okay, I'll buy you a bicycle only if you pass with a good grade in the examination. And you say, okay, why not, and you start studying hard, and then you get some amount of good marks, and then, you know, your parents somehow manage to buy you a bicycle. So it's just an example. You can assume anything, okay, here. So my point is, if you want something, then you will automatically give your energy to the process, and you will somehow manage the way to, you know, go to the path of success. So it can be the success of achieving the bicycle you want, or it can be, you know, getting that fluency in your communication. So all you need is to follow the process. Yes, here in terms of fluency, it takes a little more time, because you are dedicating some amount of, you know, time and your energy in listening practice, and then you are doing your speaking practice, then there is sentence making. So some amount of time is being invested regularly, and then slowly you will start seeing some amount of result, and that result keep growing up as much as you practice. And that's why I say always keep these three pillars with you. One is listening, the first one and the most important one, listening. Second most important is speaking, and third most important is sentence making. Other than that, if you get time, you can do, you know, you can search on YouTube and clear your concepts about some grammar, or you can do anything else. But if you focus on these three pillars, then your chances of becoming fluent in English increases many folds. And this is something I'm saying based on my own experience. So I have done it and I know that it works. So I am sharing it with you guys. Okay. So believe in these three pillars, work on them, understand the process, and start seeing the results. It's that simple. Okay. Yes, it is simple, but you have to take the steps. Sometimes things are so simple that we feel, okay, I'll do it later, and we procrastinate. And this is how we delay the practices and we never get to the result. So please don't do that. Always work on your communication, on your priorities, on what you want to do, and give rest of the time to other things that you want to do or you want to try, maybe going out with friends or having some fun time, me time, or just taking some rest. Those things will be there, but of course prioritize your priorities first. So that's it. That's the message I wanted to share. And I'm grateful that you are, you know, engaging with my content, with my YouTube channel, with my podcast. And this inspires me to create more content like this. And I'm very, very thankful again from the depth of my heart for you guys showering so much love to me. Okay. Thank you so much. And I would say, please focus on your communication. And even if you're not getting results, even if you feel like you're getting stuck in between, continue practicing. At one stage you will feel that the burden that was stopping you will not be there, and slowly you will refine, you will polish your communication. It will happen only through going through the path of mistakes and improving yourself. That's the only way. You have to take this way. Okay. One more thing. I am creating YouTube content, as most of you already know, and it's all about self-improvement. So if you want some extra dose of self-improvement plus listening, then you can always switch to, you know, Soul Mighty Audio Lectures by typing on the YouTube section, on the search section, SOULMIGHTY space AUDIO space LECTURES, you will get my channel if you search it. So you can focus on the playlists there, because I have created different playlists depending upon your needs. One is Mind Soothers. So basically it's about, you know, after a long day work, or maybe you just need to relax your mind for some reason, then those episodes will help. And then I have a playlist of audio lectures which talks about important things in life. How to be positive, how to, you know, face and overcome depression, how to, you know, overcome negativity, how to boost your confidence and communication skills. So these things will be there. And then I am currently working on a playlist which is Life Changers. So if you go to the playlist section, you will find every playlist there. So I say, if you can simply watch or listen to one audio on YouTube about my, you know, playlist, from my playlist, then I think it can do a lot in terms of your listening practice. It will give you a listening practice in a very simple way. And as I talk about real life stuff, what actually goes on with us and how we can overcome them, then hence I feel that you will get a real life example of, you know, these communication. So you will understand it better, your mind will get it better, and it will help in your listening and speaking skills. Other than that, you can, you know, listen to any episode in any channel in English. You can watch any other video. I don't have any problem. I'm just saying, if you feel to combine self-improvement with, you know, learning English or improving your listening skills, then my channel is dedicated in doing so, especially self-improvement and then listening practice. So you can get all that support from there, from the playlist. And keep supporting, keep sharing your love. And my new YouTube video is, you know, I'm working on it, and it is also on Life Changers playlist, and I'm very, very excited about it, because it talks about some negative beliefs that we hold on within us and how you can remove them. So it will be very interesting. More videos will be coming, and I'll plan on what to do next and everything, you know, despite the busy work life, eight hour work life schedule, I'll try my best. So thank you so much. Keep learning and keep improving. Thank you.